What's up, family? Thanks for stopping by. I still remember my first day as a college professor. It was the summer of 2016, and I was fresh out of grad school with no real experience teaching at the college level. The room was filled with a mix of excitement and anxiety, not just from the students, but also within me. I had spent years acquiring knowledge, writing papers, and now preparing lesson plans. Yet, as I looked into my students' eyes, I realized something significant. All my expertise would mean little if my students didn't believe that I genuinely cared about them and their learning journey. Think about your favorite teacher for a moment. Was it their knowledge that made them your favorite, or was it something more? Chances are their ability to connect with you and make you feel seen and heard set them apart. When an educator has the ability to connect with you, they're not just communicating facts or information, they're investing in your holistic development as a human being. This connection often turns the classroom from just a physical space into a transformative environment where you feel safe to explore, question, and grow. In the first 2 weeks of my course, I couldn't help but notice a student. I'll call her Jordan, who consistently arrived late, choosing a seat in the farthest corner of the classroom. With a demeanor that exuded disinterest, she often fell asleep before the lecture was halfway through, never appearing pleased to be there. Initially, it was easy to label her as disengaged. But as I observed her more closely, I sensed that her struggles extended beyond the classroom. Eventually, I asked her to see me after class for a private conversation. I learned that she was dealing with many personal challenges outside of class, from family issues to financial stress. Still, her pride prevented her from asking for help. Recognizing the weight of her unspoken burdens, I took the initiative to offer not just academic support, but also an empathetic ear, forever changing the trajectory of her educational experience. This moment reminded me of a powerful poem I read years prior called "'Cause I Ain't Got a Pencil" by Jonathan Dickerson. In his poem, he described some of the daily challenges students face through no fault of their own. He writes, "I woke myself up because we ain't got no alarm clock. Dug in the dirty clothes basket because ain't nobody washed my uniform. Brushed my hair and teeth in the dark because the lights ain't on. Even got my baby sister ready because my mama wasn't home. Got us both to school on time to eat us a good breakfast. Then when I got to class, the teacher fussed because I ain't got no pencil." Recognize that not every student who arrives late to class or dozes off during a lecture is facing personal challenges, as was the case with Jordan. However, sometimes a single conversation can make all the difference, letting the student know that you genuinely care about their well-being, because sometimes their life has a bit more to it than remembering to bring their proverbial pencil. The educator who leaves a lasting impact are those who master the art of connecting with their students. This connection not only enhances the learning experience, but also leaves a lasting imprint, often shaping our attitudes towards learning and success for years to come. In this nurturing atmosphere, students are more likely to engage deeply with the material, encouraging a cycle of curiosity and lifelong learning. An educator who can look beyond the sea of faces and see a student as an individual is one who can genuinely make a difference in their life. The true essence of education transcends the boundaries of textbooks and syllabi. It lies in the meaningful relationships we cultivate with our students. When we invest in these connections, we're not just enhancing the academic experience, but also providing a supportive framework that can help students navigate both personal and intellectual challenges. Our work should be anchored in contributing to the development of well-rounded citizens who are capable of both critical thought and compassionate action. In the grand scheme of things, it's these relationships that often become the most impactful lessons, leaving an indelible mark on both the student and the educator, elevating lives in ways that just knowledge can never achieve. Before I go, I'd like to share a few more lessons that I've picked up along the way that may be helpful for you on your journey. 1, come to class every day ready to throw out your lesson plan. We've all been there. Sometimes the best laid plans just don't pan out. 2, the most important thing to know is a student's name. Trust me, nothing opens the doors of trust like simply remembering someone's name. 3, have patience with yourself. Look, we're all human. Teaching is as much as a learning curve for us as the subjects are for our students. That summer of 2016, Jordan taught me the most important lesson, that life is a class where the syllabus is often unknown, the assignments arrive in the form of challenges, and the final exam is a measure of the wisdom and character we've gained along the way. I learned a lot from her. I hope she learned something too. Thanks for your time today. I appreciate you. Much love, Dr. J.